Welcome to Disaster World, where we talk about disasters that have occurred in history. In this episode, we will be talking about the recent outbreaks of the bubonic plague.
The bubonic plague was a disease that affected around 30% of the population. The plague was started by Yersinia pestis, a bacteria that was carried by fleas. The fleas bit rodents, who eventually carried it to people.
In this week's episode, we will be talking to a local doctor in Okayestan and a local Carolina juice. Today's episode is sponsored by Lady Orange. Be part of Lady Orange's Give Back to Community program by visiting www.ladyorange.charity.com.
I'm Lady Orange. I am as healthy as can be because I drink orange juice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Lady Orange.
The juice is juice, girl. Lady Orange. She'll give you a twirl. Here is a local doctor, Robert Randall. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
How many patients do you get with the plague a day?
Before the plague, I would get an average of 80 patients a day, mostly for checkups. Now it's up to almost 2,000 patients a day.
How many people have died so far?
About 200,000 people, although we're trying our hardest to prevent any more deaths.
What are some of your methods to prevent the plague from spreading?
We found a new medicine to prevent the plague from spreading, not curing the person, but stopping the disease from spreading. So far, we've cured 250 people. Our prediction will be that we can cure the whole population very soon.
Thanks for answering these questions. Here is a local from the capital city of Crix, Carolina Juice.
Hello.
Are you or a family member sick?
The plague has not caught me yet. My family is very sick, though. My sister has passed away and my mom is in critical condition.
What percentage of the city has been affected by the disease?
About 20%. About half of the people who are affected have died.
Have you found a way to prevent it yet?
I heard from one hospital that they did find a way find a new medicine to help prevent it.
Thanks for answering these questions.
Now for the all-new Q&A segment. We will be receiving emails from our viewers.
Hi, my name is Joyce. How will Okayestan survive after the epidemic is over?
The government will continue just as normal. Our goal is to put this tragic outbreak behind us and continue forward as a stable society.
Hi, my name is Tim. Will we have to pay society... Will we have to pay heavy taxes to fund the hospitals?
No! Okayestan has had money stored over just to prepare for an outbreak just like this one.